past midnight starting time for that. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock. And now Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
L'amore mio non può disperdersi nel vento con le rose, tanto è forte che non cederà, non sfiorirà. Io lo veglierò, io lo difenderò da tutte quelle insidie velenose che vorrebbero strapparlo al cuore, povero amore. Forse te ne andrai da altri amori, le carezze cercherai, ahimè. E se tornerai già sfiorita, la passione troverai. L'amore no, l'amore mio non può dissolversi con l'oro dei capelli. Finché io vivo, sarà vivo in me, solo per te. Dissolversi con l'oro dei capelli, finché io vivo sarà vivo in me, solo per te.
Anyone who's anyone has recorded that song over the years. Marla Moreno, Everything But Love, as sung there by Orchestra Coco on their debut album. Welcome to Late Junction. Here are the hot seats with the Mineola Rag.
Thank you.
Wheel Hoss, as played by the Bluegrass Album Bands, and before them a great string band called the Hot Seats, who hail from Richmond, Virginia. This is Lake Junction, and next week Chris Drever is going to be with us because we're live at the Edinburgh Festival. He's one of our guests, and on the EP that he released recently with Eamon Coyne and Megan Henderson is this forthright version of another well-loved American folk song. This is Shady Grove.
Summertime, apples in the fall. If I can't have the girl I love, I won't have none at all. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. And if I had a banjo string made of golden twine, every tune I'd play on it, I'd wish that girl was mine. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound. If I try to please her, the harder I try, the worse she gets. I'm damned if I don't leave her. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I know. Shady Grove.
Chris Trever with Eamon Coyne and Megan Henderson. What a great trio they make. The three of them will be on stage at St Bride's in Edinburgh next Tuesday night. That's the 21st of August. They're going to be starting at 8 o'clock and then afterwards they're going to hot foot it to Fringe Venue 25, which is where Late Junction is going to be broadcasting from. Do join us in Edinburgh if you're there for the festival. And the other thing that jumped out at me from the festival programme for this coming weekend was a piece called Kin by the fiddler Duncan Chisholm. This is also being staged at St Bride's on Saturday, so that's this coming Saturday. And for it, he's put together folk music, film, photographs and the spoken word to create what's described as a beautifully crafted journey into the past. Here is an extract, and it features the voice of piper, singer and tradition bearer Rona Lightfoot.
My name is Rona Lightfoot, but my maiden name was MacDonald. I am the daughter of Kate Campbell and Archie MacDonald. I come from a little village called Garahillie in South Uist. My grandmother was Moore Campbell, my mother's mother. I learned to play the pipes. I was always interested from day one. I was told that I used to still the tongs and put a cushion under my arm and play pipes across the croft at the age of three. My mother was forever giving me a row for losing the tongs. In the evening, when the cattle and all the animals were all fed, Uncle Angus MacLellan, my granduncle, he used to tell us great stories of myth and legend from Ireland and Scotland as well. What I remember mostly about the nights was the amount of tea that they went through from one end of the evening till well past midnight. My grandmother, as a young child going to her house, I was always excited because she had a garden in front of the house. They built this lovely stone dyke wall round the house, and my granny had. She had roses. We didn't have roses at our house in Garahillie. She had roses and very pretty flowers. And that was a big draw for me as a young girl. Granny would always come out to meet me. She would always have, her face would be a wee bit black because she was forever polishing the stove. And they used black lead stuff and it went in a dust. And she didn't know that her face was black and I used to be laughing at her. But she was always in a good mood to see you. My grandpa lived until he was 99. My grandmother lived till she was 102. As a little girl, I slept with my grandmother a lot. And even when my husband was away at sea, I used to go and visit her. And quite often, if the night turned nasty or bad weather or whatever excuse, even as a married woman, I stayed with my granny She was very interesting to hear her say her prayers and all stories and all that kind of thing. But one night I arrived, she had gone to bed and the lights were out. Of course, the doors were never closed. And I crept upstairs to Granny's room and I was feeling for the bolt of the door and I heard her grunt and she was sprawling about in the room. And I went in and I said, shh, shh, Granny, it's only me, it's only me. And she flung a slipper at me. And I said, what's the matter with you? She says, I thought it was Rastus the mouse. There's a mouse coming here, she says, and she's stealing my pan drops. I said, well, it's not Rastus, it's only me. And We laughed well into the night about all of that.
Part of Kin by Duncan Chisholm, a multimedia piece exploring concepts of place and people, and that's going to be staged as part of the Edinburgh Fringe this coming Saturday. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and before music from Poland, a track here from the Viennese sound artist Kutin. He calls this Elsewhere.
Thank you. Wronego konia Jerzy osiodłał, kluczem zabrzęczał, tydzień w drogę się uda. Przyjedzie
Well, one of the latest compilations from the Rough Guide team features previously unreleased and more left-field artists from around the globe, which is a great idea for an album. It's called Undiscovered World, and that track was from a Polish band called Jeji. Details of that and anything else that you've liked the sound of tonight will be on the Late Junction playlist. And now, before we hear the flautist Andy Finden play Density 21.5 by Varese, this is a piece by Osvaldo Hernandez, which he recorded for the Blind Note Project. And that's a group of musicians who campaign for blind and visually impaired children in Africa. And they often give their concerts in the pitch black to further raise awareness. So this short piece by Hernandez evokes his homeland of Mexico.
Thank you.
Density 21.5 by Edgar Varèse, 21.5 grams per cubic centimetre being the density of platinum, from which flutes are often made. It's a piece that Varèse completed in 1946 and was played there by Andy Finden. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3.
Thank you.
Well, that's the opening track of Pintura, a beautifully minimalistic affair, which is new from the Hardanger fiddle player Nils Okland and his 1982 trio. Before that was the music of Bob Chilcott, one of his Salisbury motets, Hail Star of the Sea Most Radiant, as sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral. Well, this music's from Laos, where one of the most ear-bending instruments is the ken. It's a type of mouth organ made from bamboo with a cluster of pipes which you cup in your hands to play. And the singer here is Kambani Kalatong. And although I'll never know exactly what this song is about, I do love the title. It's called Looking for Love at the Rocket Festival.
ของตั้งในบอนเสือหอบอนเป็นพ้นนั่นจอกอ สิแพงไว้ให้ผู้ใดแพงสีเพียนี่สงนั้นใสน้องย่านมีสองนั้นสามสีมีผู้ดินนั้นมากดีขันในสวมก่อนพี่สายบ่มีนั่นยังแล้วบ่มีแนวเขาผู้ปานผู้ดีเอ้ยงามเอ้ยน้องสาวคันแม่นน้องบ่แบ่งให้ป้าอ้วนอ้ายก็เปียวได้ดอกหน้าคำทีโอคงหวยถวยประพรนอกพันไทยบักล้ำไม้สิหวยลงโอ้ละน
Kambani Kalatong and his family, recorded on location by the BBC Music Planet team in his village of Bangkok in Laos. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp. And from Helsinki, here is the great musical partnership of Lepisto and Lehti.
We'll be right back.
From the album Radio Moskva, that's Lepisto and Lehti, and a piece of theirs called Raudan Selka, which means the blacksmith, depicting the hot coals, the flying sparks and the beating of the hammer. And appropriately enough, this next song just happens to be about horses. This is Martin Carthy and the traditional tale of the Skewbald.
Gallant sportsmen all, come listen to my story of the bald Skewbald, that noble racing pony. Arthur Marvel was the man who first brought the Skewbald over. He's a diamond in the land, and he rolls around in clover. These horses were brought out with saddle, whip and bridle, and the gentlemen did shout when they saw the noble rider. And then some did shout to Ray as the air was the quicker, says, on the grey Griselda, sportsmen laid their purses. Now the trumpet it did sound, they shot off like an arrow, scarcely touched the ground, where the going it was narrow. And Griselda passed him by as the gentleman did all arrow. The grey will win the day, and the Skewbald he will follow. But halfway round the track, up spoke the noble rider, I fear we must fall back, for she's going like a tiger. Up spoke the noble horse, ride on me master, for we're halfway round the track, and it's now we'll see you's faster. Swiftly o'er the grass, Skewbald flew like lightning. So swiftly o'er the grass, that the grey bear she was taken. Ride on, me noble horse, for the good 200 guineas. Oh, your saddle shall be of gold when we pick up our winnings. Way past the winning post, Skewbald once a candy, an horse and rider both, called for sherry, wine and brandy. And it's there they drank the health of the gallant Miss Griselda, and all who lost their money on the sporting plains of Kildare.
Thank you.
The sound of the Khatkhan zither of Kakassia in southern Siberia, which we heard earlier this week. And so that was a piece called Shira Lake, played by Yulia Charkova. Martin Carthy recorded the Skewbald for his album Sweet Withelsfield, which was released in the mid-1970s, but it's also a track that's included on a double album of the great man's hits, which Topic put together last year, and they called it The Essential Martin Carthy. Full details will be posted on our playlist, and you'll find that on the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website. Now, this is one of those gems that you come across now and again. It's a Polish song called Serca, which means the heart.
Błąkało się serce moje w światowej marności. Nie znalazło nigdzie gruntowej stałości. W Tobie samym, o mój Boże, zostało. Że się Tobą kontentuje, przyznało. Idźcież precz ode mnie, obłudy światowe, już Wam moje serce nie do siebie, bo afekty wszystkie moje są w niebie. Dosyć mi już na tym, żeś mnie oszukała. O pociecho, żeś lata pobrała. Upłynęłaś z kwiatem wieku mojego, zostawiwszy w sercu mola przykre. Wydała,
song called Serca, the final track and the title track of the latest release from Poland's Janusz Pruszynowski Trio. And not wanting to disturb the peace, some music in a moment by Kejhan Kalhor, which he wrote during what he describes as one of the most difficult stages in his life, when his home country of Iran was experiencing severe political unrest and when, as he says, darkness and violence seemed to be taking over. The piece is called I Will Not Stand Alone, and you'll hear part of it after this sound of the south wind as heard here through eight of Roger Winfield's Aeolian harps.
Thank you. Thank you.
I Will Not Stand Alone by Kehan Kalhor, written during a period of turmoil and yet during which time he says he came to realise the importance of music as a bringer of hope. Kehan Kalhor playing the Persian spiked fiddle known as the Kemanche, with Ali Barami Fard playing santur.
Thank you.
Cristobal de Morales, a setting of Pace Mihi Domine from The Office of the Dead, as sung by the Monteverdi Choir. And that's it for another week of Late Junction. I'm Verity Sharp. My thanks to James Parkin for producing. Next week, we're going to be live from the Edinburgh Fringe. Do come along and find us at the Hub or tune in on Tuesday at 11. Till then, good night.
Welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Beethoven from Bucharest to open tonight. A recent concert with Horia Andreescu and the George Enescu Philharmonic. In youthful Beethoven, the First Symphony and his Second Piano Concerto. But they open with something a little closer to home, music by youthful Jerzy Ligeti. Like Bartok and Kodály, Ligeti was fascinated by folk music. From his own youth, he vividly remembered folk music played on bagpipes and violin by a wild band of musicians in animal masks. He did say, though, about this 1951 Romanian concerto of his, "Not everything in it is genuinely Romanian, as I also invented elements in the spirit of the village bands."
Thank you.
Music from 1951 by the Hungarian György Ligeti. So Ligeti in his late 20s, his Romanian concerto. It reflects my deep love of Romanian folk music, he said. And it was played there by the home team, Horia Andriscu, conducting the George Enescu Philharmonic in May 2011 at the Romanian Athenaeum in Bucharest. Pianist Einav Yarden joins them now. For Beethoven in his 20s, his piano concerto in B-flat, published as number 2, even though it was written before number 1.